And happy midweek to you, too. It's a Wednesday. This is The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning. And good morning to you, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. You're taking out the trash this morning.
Well, yeah, that's kind of one of my jobs that I always get to do. But there may be something that's taken out a lot more trash for all of us in maybe not just warmer than a few years or so. Now, for the past 2 years, Baltimore's Inner Harbor has gotten a lot of help cleaning up after floating garbage. Mr. Trash Wheel, an almost sea snail-looking machine, cruises the harbor, gobbling up an array of plastic cast-offs plus cigarette butts. The trash wheel runs on water and sunlight, and for a while has drawn the attention of a Hawaii environmental group that's working to bring a trash wheel to the Alawai Canal. Sustainable Coastlines ran an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds for the feasibility study recently started, which gives hope to Executive Director Kahi Pakaro that a trash wheel could be in operation by 2018. Kahi Pakaro, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Beth, and great to be here.
This little, well, it's not such a little machine, but the one in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, it's cute. I mean, you can't look at this thing and think, okay, that's not, it has little eyeballs on it. We don't necessarily have to have a version that looks like that. But one of the other things that it does is to help bring attention to a lot of the issues that plague the Inner Harbor there as well as with the Alawai here. The machine itself would be, you know, able to pick up all these pieces of garbage. I think they said they've had 441 tons of garbage picked up in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore since the 2 years or so that's been in operation. But for us here, what are your hopes for this machine in terms of what it would do on the Alawai?
Well, first off, it was the beach cleanups and seeing all the trash washing up ashore that not just us at Sustainable Coastlines, but Surf Rider Foundation and 808 Cleanups and even Kokoa Hawaii Foundation realized there needed to be more done. It really comes to education and moving closer to the source of where the debris is coming from. The trash water wheel represents an opportunity to catch the lion's share of Oahu's marine debris that's headed out into the ocean to become marine debris. So what it's going to be able to do is divert close to 95, if not more, percent of the trash that is flowing out of the Alawai watershed and being able to not just remove it, but show the community what we're finding and hopefully encourage and educate them to use less and have better waste management skills.
You'll also be getting or collecting demonstrable data, not just anecdotal stuff of look at all that garbage out there, but you know, to be able to collect it and say this is how much we have. You're also going to be doing water quality studies with this, aren't you?
We haven't addressed the water quality issues quite yet, but Surf Rider Foundation is currently doing some great water quality work and have just started it up again. So they'd be better to speak to the water quality issues, but we will be improving water quality in the sense of removing tons of debris, of which ends up being absorbing a lot of the pollutants and pesticides and fertilizers.
But with this machine, it has the ability to be able to sample for you.
True. Yes, it we could definitely sample from it. But currently, our main objective is to remove the physical debris that's getting sent out into the ocean.
All the plastic pieces of all kinds of stuff, bottles and bags and
cigarette butts.
And
not just that, the organic materials as well, of which we're going to try to pull out the recyclables that we can, and the rest of it's going to be going to H-Power, our trash to energy facility.
So right now the feasibility team is here, and they're doing interviews. Yeah?
They're doing interviews. They're also doing analysis of the actual physical site where it's going to go. They're meeting with the different stakeholders around the Alawai watershed, and we're assessing what it's going to take to get the trash water wheel here and installed.
When they're talking to stakeholders, I can imagine, given the fact that we're talking about the Alawai, that you have a lot of them, including a lot of people who use the Alawai for paddling or just are concerned about what this thing might be as they're looking out their windows of their condo.
Yeah, I think one of the main stakeholders we want to speak with are the canoe paddlers and the kayakers. Being a kayaker myself, I spend a lot of time on the Alawai. Going through the bridges is very important. You got to get out to the ocean, etc. And we're not there to block access. We're still going to provide access, but we want to make sure the way that we do it is conducive to their use. But in the end, we got to also realize as a team that, hey, this is going to be improving the Alawai and improving the ocean.
The Indiegogo study, Indiegogo crowdfunding that you did got you to this point. But to be able to actually get this huge, project underway, you're going to have a lot more money. What, about $900,000?
Yeah. So,
and you've got about a third of that the city has pledged?
So currently, the first step was the feasibility study, which we had funded in 6 days with over 200 people donating just small amounts of money. Moving forward, yes, the estimated cost that we are seeing for the trash water wheel to be installed in the Alawai Harbor altogether is supposed to be $750,000. But that's a bid from the mainland. So then we put on the contingency of Hawaii, and we're looking somewhere near $9 to potentially $1 million, of which currently the city and council has allocated $350,000 to it. But that also means that the mayor needs to release it. We have the state opportunity to apply for grants and aid, which we feel not positive, but we feel very comfortable that we can acquire that. We have the federal government through NOAA and the EPA has multiple grant monies available for projects just like this. And the fact that we have nonprofits, Surfrider Foundation, Sustainable Coastlines, Kokua, and 808 Cleanups driving it, raising money for this project, we believe is possible. But we don't just want to rely on grant money. We want to also reach out to the businesses around there that are going to benefit by having a clean Alawai Harbor. And then also do like we did with our crowdfunding campaign, get residents all to chip in $5 the way that Obama and Bernie did so well. And just that way we all get a bit more of a stake in it and some ownership in the trash water wheel.
Which seems to be, the real point of it, not to have it just simply, gifted and put out there, but to have the connection made between what people's actions produce and actions that they can use to be able to clean it up or stop it altogether.
Exactly.
So at this point, we're going to wait for this feasibility study, which is expected to be finished and in your hands by when?
We're hoping to have this study within 2 months. And at that point, let's start seeing. And hopefully it comes through and says, hey, this is possible. And all signs show that it is possible. But to release monies, et cetera, we have to have a feasibility study that shows how we're going to do it. And once we get there, we're going to be starting to talk with the city. I was talking with the state and the feds about how we can secure dollars for this project.
And you'll be back to talk to us, and we'll find out more about what the feasibility study said. I don't know what's going on with my mouth this morning.
It's a tongue twister, don't worry.
No, feasibility study. We should all be able to say that. But anyway, thank you so much
for being
here, and we'll talk to you in the not-too-distant future.
Sounds good. Aloha.
Kahi Pakaro is the executive director and co-founder of Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii.